An Anchorage judge heard arguments today in a lawsuit brought by 16 young Alaskans who are suing the state over climate change. The plaintiffs argue the state of Alaska is violating their constitutional rights by failing to limit greenhouse gas emissions, and they're asking the courts to intervene. But the state says climate change policies are for the legislature and the executive branch to decide, not the courts. Alaska's Energy Desk reporter Rachel Waldholz listened to the arguments today and is at the courthouse in downtown Anchorage. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Lori.
So what's the big issue in this case? Break it down for us.
Yeah, well, as you said, the lawsuit was brought by young Alaskans from across the state, and they say they're already seeing the impacts of climate change firsthand, you know, whether it's coastal erosion or the loss of sea ice or warmer ocean waters. And so they say the state is violating their constitutional rights by continuing to encourage activities that emit greenhouse gases, like oil and gas development, even though the state knows that those activities will lead to climate change. So the big issue before the court today was just whether the courts can compel the state to take action on climate change. So the state says no. It's asking the court to dismiss the case entirely. It says that climate policy is something that the political branches, the executive branch and the state legislature, have to decide. But the plaintiffs argue that the state has made its climate change policy clear by continuing to encourage oil and gas development and other activities that that emit greenhouse gases. And since the state has made that policy clear, the courts can intervene. And so the big question is whether this case can go forward. And so the judge will rule on whether to dismiss it or allow it to go forward.
And why does this matter?
Yeah, I mean, if the case goes forward, I mean, plaintiffs are asking for the courts to establish a pretty sweeping climate policy. They're asking the courts to intervene and say that the state of Alaska has to cut greenhouse gas emissions and has to create a climate policy, which we do not have. So that would be a big deal. That said, a similar case was brought a couple of years ago by also by young plaintiffs, including the plaintiff Nelson Canuck. And that was dismissed by the Alaska Supreme Court in 2014, which said that it was not the court's place to order that kind of policy that has to happen, you know, through the executive branch and through the legislature.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. The plaintiffs clearly think they have a chance, but how is this case different from the one that was dismissed in 2014?
Right, and that was really what the argument was about today. So basically, the state says it's not different. It's the same case, and so the court should dismiss it because the Alaska Supreme Court has already ruled. But the plaintiffs said that, you know, in the years since that ruling, the state of Alaska has had the chance to make climate policy, and by continuing to encourage oil and gas extraction and by failing to enact any climate policy, it has, in effect, made its policy clear. And since that policy is not to act on climate change, the state is, you know, actively violating the plaintiff's rights.
So, Rachel, what was the tone today? Did you get any sense of how the judge might rule?
Of course, it's impossible to say. I will say the judge seemed skeptical of some of the young Alaskans' attorneys' arguments, definitely asked a lot more questions of that side. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, asked pretty skeptical questions of both sides, so it's hard to tell. And we're not expecting a ruling immediately. There will be a written ruling sometime, probably in the next 6 months.
All right. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Lori.
That was Rachel Waldholz with Alaska's Energy Desk reporting from Alaska Superior Court in downtown Anchorage.